I might have been the only Yahoo I know who watched the Mueller hearings yesterday, all 5 hours. Friends told me they didn't watch, couldn't watch, wouldn't watch. And when I asked if maybe they had read the 450-page report, or even the summaries, they said no. There are senators and representatives who haven't either, so they're in good company. If ignorance is bliss, welcome to the United States of Happy. Today the governor of Puerto Rico announced he would resign after emails between himself and his cabinet came to light full of homophobic references, misogynistic attacks, snarky disdain for the survivors of Hurricane Maria, enough to send tens or maybe even hundreds of thousands of islanders into the street to demand he step down and go away. It made me yearn for a million Americans to march to the Capitol and demand this president of ours go back to his tower and his golf courses. Of course, I live in the land of hee-haw, the garden of fantasy, the sovereign nation of fox watchers, where most of its citizens are merrily cherry-picking facts and fervently hoping the next election makes moot the crimes of Donald J. Trump, or just forgives him and offers him another 4 years. Mueller didn't offer much in the way of Netflix binge-watching. Just answered questions in a stoic, monosyllabic manner more fitting to a courtroom than a house hearing of high drama. But what he did offer was testimony to prove obstruction of justice, high crimes and misdemeanors, collaboration, if not collusion, with the Russians and WikiLeaks, and a warning that the election of 2020 will be corrupted the same as 2016's was. The only drama here was the repeated assertions by the Republicans that the investigation itself was corrupt. Where was the investigation of Hillary Clinton? What about Benghazi? Wasn't Mueller's team a bunch of partisan Republicans? Who leaked those reports? Not one rebuttal, not a single refutation, not one defense of the facts laid out by Mueller that this president lied. This president had welcomed stolen information from the Russians. This president had met with them to further his financial gain. This president's cabinet and staff were indicted and convicted. This president was guilty but could not be indicted himself while sitting in the Oval Office. Not one murmur of denial by these representatives. No defense other than to attack the messenger. Puerto Rico, it might have the right response. Trump may not understand they're citizens of the United States, but they definitely gave us a lesson in democracy yesterday. We the people. Sometimes you gotta stand up for what's right and kick the bastards out. Obviously, their northern neighbors aren't gonna do it. It's a shameful state of affairs.